Hey, boo, get these motherfuckers. And pass that jack.
I see you bitches talking loud, but you ain't saying shit. Get the fuck from around here. You don't rap my shit. You ain't from my city. You don't know about this. You don't want that drama. You ain't ready for it, bitch. Now throw it up, yeah, ho. Throw it up. Throw it up, yeah, ho. You ain't ready for it, bitch. Throw it up, yeah.
Yeah, gangsta boo.
Throw it up,
let
yeah.
me holler at it.
You ain't ready for it,
I already
bitch.
Got two cars in the yard that don't run. So why would I wanna break shit down for you? Let me confused with the punch lines and bars that I lunch. Hit a king of archery come with a crack a dig. The fuck you in that pussy carpet you munch. If I'm not hardly the one, you must be barely the one. Period, really, you kidding, bitch, I'm the prodigal son. And I'm stuntin' like my dad. Chicka-chicka drinking like my mama. Country like my uncle. Stutterin' like a CD in a donk. And I'm in a blue Chevy, running over motherfuckers in first. I ain't even shift gears yet, I ain't even here yet. I'm out of this earth, right?
Yeah, ho.
But I just hit the surface. And I'm about to walk into a bank with a tank and a black can of paint and check the curb.
Where the keys?
Bitch, you better check your purse. I got a brick of herb and I hit this herb. And I'm feeling like I might just hit the curb. So get the fuck out of my way, buddy. You don't wanna run around that chicken house with a hawk and a puppy dog. Get up with an M&M shit. Suffering, suck a tash, yeah, suck a dick, bitch.
I see you bitches talking loud, but you ain't saying shit. Get the fuck from around here. You don't rap my shit. You ain't from my city. You don't know about this. You don't want that drama. You ain't ready for it, bitch.
Throw it up, yeah, ho.
Throw it up. Throw it up,
yeah, ho.
You ain't ready for it, bitch. Throw it up.
Sit up front cause you kicking my seat and I'm trying to tell the cashier what I want.
They say I act like an asshole when I pull up at the White Castle and I ask for an application. Throw it back in the basin, tell the bitch I'm a rapper. Then I whap her in the head with a whopper that I bought from BK. You expect me to be proper? Bitch, you better pop in a CD and me immediately, slut ho.
Skitty-dee-da-da, Prada, nada. Chance, I was thinking about buying you some clothes, but Target was closed, so I decided to mosey on over to Kmart, but the doors was locked. What about some shoes, I thought? Great, I suppose, so I'll go to Payless. But what do you know, they didn't carry a size 8 in hoes. This is ugly boy swag, putting toe tags on your motherfucking hoe bags. What a trailer trash pioneer I am, yeah, that's why I'm here. I don't got a rhyme book, it's more like a motherfucking diarrhea. Diarrhea! Me, Yellow Wolf and Gangsta Boo, came here to show you a thing or two about sign language. Middle fingers aimed at you so we don't gotta scream at you. Ow! I just bit my bottom lip, it was an accident. I went to go tell him all to go get fucked. But I'm never gonna bite my tongue, little bitch, throw it up.
I see you bitches talking loud, but you won't.
Fuck is this? Yo, what's good out there, everybody? Happy New Year. This is your boy, King Reckless. I'm in the building. I am your host of the Reckless Effect podcast. How y'all feeling? Hope everybody rang in the new year with the ones you love and you had a blast doing it. But most importantly, you did it safely. You know, that's the most important thing, that you guys did it safely. For me, I had a great night, with my friends, to ring in the new year last year for 2022. I stayed in bed and I watched TV. Yeah, didn't really do much. I had some drinks and I shared a toast with my grandmother, and you know, I just stayed in bed. Really didn't want to go out, didn't really feel all that festive. But this year I actually went out. I mean, last year was great because I really didn't want to do anything, but this year I was kind of forced into it. Just floods of text messages and you know, people just saying, hey, what are you gonna do? And I'm like, probably same thing I did last year, same bit. And my people was tired of it, and they were like, nah, you coming out. I'm always in the house doing homework, working on stuff, designing, and just doing a whole bunch of stuff, you know. Don't really get to go out much. Outside is too much nowadays. It's wild. So staying inside just sounded like being on a cruise or something in my mind. But apparently I need a life. So my family chimed in and told me, nah, you getting the fuck out. You need to. So I went out, got a nice hotel, hung out with some good people, and I just had a great time, made some memories, made some new friends, reconnected with some old ones. Really nothing is better than that, right? Well, there was like a couple things that when I was over at this hotel that's downtown in my city, and the plan originally was, yeah, we're gonna hit up this place, then we're gonna go to this place, and we're gonna go to this place. We started the night at 8. Actually, we started the night at 6, and we were just gonna hit up a couple places, you know, get something to eat, make sure that we hit up these local spots, and get into these parties, these clubs, and whatnot. There was supposed to be a fireworks display, but you know, that got canceled, and it was like bothering us, like, damn, why are they gonna cancel it? And then that's when we realized, oh, there's a storm. Yeah, streets was flooded, everything was just locked down, and some places that we was going to had to shut down because of the storm. Some places got flooded. It was, some people need to be evacuated from other cities, so then they came out here. So the hotel that we was at, they was like bringing in people to get out of the storm. And then there was a live band, there was some free food, there was $2 drinks, like no matter what you wanted. Like, I mean, it was a good night, just filled with that. But around, I'd say 10, I had went outside to listen to the band, and there is these people next door, and they were, what was cool was that the suite that we had, another friend got the one next door, so we can, like, you know, just pass through the rooms. And there was nobody on to the left of us, and there was a cool little family to the right of us, but they were super chill. They were like, nah, we get it. Like, go ahead, go ham, have fun. You know, it's the new year. That's what you do. And then the kids came out with the Monopoly board and was like, we gonna play some Monopoly. And I was like, y'all not even ready. And then I hooked them up a little secret of the game. It was crazy. But anyway, there was these other people that was not connected to our side, but they had came down from San Francisco, and I thought that was strange. I was like, why you come to SAC? Like, San Francisco has way more shit going on. And they were like, exactly, we wanted to get the fuck away from that. So they came out here, and they were having drinks, and we were just like having conversation. A couple of my friends were looking for me, and they saw me in there, and then it just turned into like a whole wing of us just like kicking it, having drinks. Then when midnight came, we were all outside, had our champagne, and we toasted, you know, and it was just like a beautiful night, just fun, no regrets at all. I just, I'm grateful. You know, in those moments, you realize, like, how grateful you are to have people in your life that just want, you know, to spend time with you, but not only spend time, but make memories, and give experiences, something to remember, because life is extremely short, and you really don't know when you're gonna go. I mean, last year we saw so many people pass, some people who were old, you know, but still young enough, you know, but then there was the young ones, you know, we lost Twitch, we lost PNB Rock, we lost so many people, and it was just one of those, like, experiences where you are grateful to be around people and be reminded of the love that's around you, and you can put aside not only your problems, but you can, like, not even minimize them, but recognize how small they actually are in comparison to, you know, the plethora of beauty and good that surrounds you. And it was nice to be reminded of that. And it was just so much good times. And then around like half past midnight, we went on a little journey. We went downstairs, we got some drinks, and then met up with these other people who was, you know, trying to just enjoy the company of other people. But one funny thing did happen. I went downstairs and I was grabbing a bottle, and security had stopped me and was like, hey, you've been coming up and down, like, for a minute. You do know that that room service, like, they can take care of that. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, it's nice to get some fresh air and to get some steps in, and, like, I could take a drink, and, like, a drink of water, and that's, like, my calm down, you know? And they were like, oh, okay, cool. We got to tell you two things. One, your sweater is fire, and I need to know where you got that. And I was like, oh, I designed it. And they were like, for real? I said, yeah. And he was like, I need to buy that. And I was like, for real? And he was like, yeah. And I gave him the link to my Instagram, and I was like, yo, DM me, and we'll work something out. And he was like, all right, cool. Then the other chick was like, yeah, I need that, because I need to get that too. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna have some variations of it and some other shit, so just check it out. And they were like, all right, cool. And then I was like, what's the other thing? And they were like, yo, there's this lady that's been, like, checking you out, and she, I don't know, do you know her? And I was like, who? And then I looked, and there she is, and she's an older woman, a MILF for sure, like, in her, comfortably in her 50s. And she is, like, looking, and then she turns away, and she starts sipping her drink. Like, it was awkward, because I was about to go over there anyway. And I noticed her because she was, like, sitting there the whole time. And I go over to get my bottles. And then they were like, this lady just looks at me and she's like, hey, I know this is awkward, but you're really attractive. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. That's not too awkward, but thanks. And she was like, no, like, you're really attractive. And I was like, oh, thanks. She was like, I love your hair. And you have a nice body, and I just, and I'm not gonna lie to you. And I was like, what? And she was like, you're wearing those gray sweatpants, and it's doing a lot to me. And I was like, oh shit. Oh shit. And I looked down, and she was like, yeah, I seen all of that front and back. Wow. Like, you must get a lot of attention. And I was like, yeah, sort of, but I don't really pay attention. And she was like, oh, and you're humble. And I was like, nah, I guess, I don't know, like, what? Like, because before the pandemic and everything, I wouldn't say that I was egotistical. I was just confident in myself, you know? But since then, things, like, kind of changed. I kind of looked at myself differently, and it was more of like, you know, it's not totally about me. Like, I think I'm okay, you know, I'm decent. I'm a good person. Like, that's all that really matters, as long as I'm helping other people and doing good for other people now. And I'm focused on the bigger picture rather than, you know, this thing that I see in the mirror. Like, if I step outside of that, then I can see more of not only the world, but myself differently. And, yeah, this lady just kept looking at me and was like, "So, who are you here with?" And I was like, "Oh, you didn't hear shit that I said. Okay." I was like, "Well, I'm with, you know, some people and with my lady, and, you know." And she just looked and was like, "Oh, of course you would have a girlfriend." And I was like, yeah. And it was just like totally awkward, but she was also like, "Yeah, so if you ever, you know, find yourself wanting to get away for just a minute, my room is blah blah blah." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, okay." And then I grabbed my water and I was like, "Thanks." And then she stuck her hand out and she was like, "Sheila." And I was like, "Thanks." Like, I don't like giving out my real name to people because I'm always thinking, like, well, what if they, like, find me and shit, you know? So I was just like, "Oh, King." And she was like, "Yes, you are." And I was like, "Oh, God." And then I walked away and I looked at, the security guards, and they just looked at me and they just started, like, giggling. And I was like, that was awkward. And then I just walked away. And I went back upstairs, stayed in the room, and I did not come back out, fully in fear that this woman was going to, like, find me. So it was interesting. That was an interesting part of the night. But then the next day, I went home, and I thought I was okay. Until I hit that bathroom and I threw up completely. Like, everything came out and I was like, "Oh, this is not good." And, like, I just kept purging and purging. And then I lay down, go to sleep, and I wake up and I realize I feel so much better. You know, I felt so much better. I hopped up out of bed. I got, you know, some water, I got something to eat, and I was just like, maybe that's what the new year is supposed to do. Maybe you're supposed to go into the new year purging all of the old. You know, I get rid of all the things that's weighing you down and making you feel sick. You know, and that's not doing anything for you. That's not progressing you. That's not adding to your world and the beauty within your world. You know, like, if that's what I needed to do in order to feel better, then there are a lot of things I gotta let go. And I was able to actually feel so much better about it that leading into doing this episode, just a lot of things I just had to let go. Like, I thought I was doing well at letting things go, but there were some things that I just held on to that didn't always make sense to me, but there was just like this feeling of comfort that was attached to certain things. And it was like, that's not healthy. You know, these things actually remind me of, you know, horrible things, bad times. You know, this needs to be let go. So I let things go and I just feel lighter and I feel better. And that's my advice to you guys. Take this opportunity to let go of the things that was weighing you down and things that made you feel comfortable, because 9 times out of 10, you don't need it. And if you don't really need it, then why are you holding on to it? And that goes with relationships, friendships, situationships. It goes with drama and petty behavior that you're holding on to. Holding on to things that happened 10 years ago, still feeling like it happened today. You know, some things are harder than others, true, but the more you hold on to those things, the more it weighs you down. It's like an anchor. And it's just time that we you know, let those things go and move on, because we can't change what happened yesterday, but we can work today to make tomorrow better, not only for ourselves, but for the people that are around us. And that is what's truly important. Letting things go, moving forward, always forward, never backwards, moving forward always. That's what we need to understand. Sometimes it's okay to look back so you don't forget. So then it reminds you of where you came from and the things that you went through in order to move forward. But that doesn't mean to hold on to it. That doesn't mean hold on. It means let it go, you know. Let it go. Anyway, this would be the time where I'd play some, like, music and shit. But, you know, me saying let it go, I'm thinking Frozen. But I'm definitely not going to play that. Not at all. Not at all. So, let's just focus on the new. The new, the new, the new. And let's have some fun in this new year, right? All right, let's get into this joint. It's one of my favorite, like, I wouldn't say it's an oldie, but it is a goodie, you know? I wanted to, like, get into some, like, some happy, something fun, some light, you know, some light work, something that just gives you, like, a good bounce. A good bounce. So, let's just take this for what it is. A good bounce.
Thank you.
just a good bounce, you know what I mean? Like, we just needed, you know, just a little sum, so let's get into some shits. This year started off really wild. Especially waking up to the news that Gangsta Boo passed away. For those who don't know who Gangsta Boo is, like, come on, where you been? But Gangsta Boo was from the legendary 3-6 Mafia. She passed away from a possible OD. She was 43 years old. And it was just really sad. A staple in the Memphis community. The song that I played earlier with Yellow Wolf was featuring Gangsta Boo and Eminem. And, like, been a fan of hers for a little while. Just one of the dopest female MCs that came from the South, in my opinion. I mean, you know, we can argue about Trina, Shauna, and, you know, some other women, but she was dope. She had something that a lot of, you know, women wanted. She was that gutter, and, you know, she will be missed. And it was just really, really sad to hear about her passing. And keeping on with the sad stories, Jeremy Renner, you know, from the Avengers, Hawkeye, he was hurt during, like, a crazy accident. He was ran over by a snowplow. That is insane. Apparently, he was trying to free up neighbors or friends' driveway or path or whatever, so they can get in and out up in Tahoe or Reno. And it's just sad that this happened. It was just a freak accident. It started to roll, and he tried to run back in to stop it. And he got trapped, and his leg got ran over. He's had surgeries, but thankfully he was able to post from his bed and to let people know that, hey, I'm hurt, but, you know, I'm okay. Thank you for your well wishes. So just grateful that he's okay, and wishing him a speedy recovery and hoping everything goes well here on out for him. But in some really scary news, I know you all have seen it. It's happened Monday night. Damar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills. Let's send him all of our prayers. He remains in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest at the 6-minute mark of the Monday Night Football game during the Bills and Bengals. His heart had went out, so they had to resuscitate him twice, once on the field and again when they got to the hospital. And that came from his uncle, who was outside. Watching the hit, it didn't look as bad, but seeing him fall like that without putting up any type of protections to help himself, you know, or to protect himself, it was scary. It was really scary. While I was on Twitter, I saw a tweet from Jerry the King Lawler, and this is before we knew anything had happened. He correctly, like, on point, said what happened. He knew because he experienced it. Years earlier, the King was on commentary, and you saw him kind of, like, freeze and then mumble and then slump over to the ground. He was just in a match during a dark match, and he was hit in the chest. You know, he was fine. He got up, he walked around doing his thing, and then all of a sudden he gets to the table, he's not feeling well, and he just drops. And there was that fear that he's not going to make it. And he said, it's the same thing that I did. It's the same thing that happened to me. Like, you feel fine, and then just boom. And it was just, it was just one of those surreal moments. That moment left, even though Jerry was already like comfortably in his 50s, going into his 60s, he was not able to get back in that ring ever again. And seeing that from this young man, 24 years old, you know, his heart just stops like that. It's scary. It's sad. I love football. I really do. But sometimes it's bigger than a game. You know, life and death. You know, and I'm glad that the NFL had the sense to say, no, we're not finishing this game. No. Personally, I think the NFL was like, yo, you guys got, like, once they beat them off the field, we'll give you guys, like, 5 minutes each to warm up and get ready, and then we just going to keep moving. And I think it was honestly the coaches that were, like, walked to the field and was like, nah, fuck that. Like, you're good, I'm good. Like, nah, our players, nah. It's life or death, and we're not going to be able to play this game because it is just a game, and his life is not one. So, shout out to whoever made that final decision, because it's bigger than that, and it's way more important to ensure the mental health of the men on that field, the men and women who called plays, and to the family, the mother had to run down there and like hop in that ambulance with her baby. That is horrifying, you know, horrifying. So I'm sending prayers and love out to him and his family at this time. That is scary. Skip Bayless, his tweet was nasty. I get where his mindset was. Don't get me wrong. I do get where it is, because it's like, yo, this is still a business. Like, the show must go on, because that's what we've always seen. You know, we've seen players break their legs and turn them inside out. We've seen a man become paralyzed on the field. We've seen so much craziness that the show always went on. So I get that old school mentality that he was having, but it was 100% wrong. It was dirty. It was nasty. So to cancel him over it? Nah, I'm not going to do that. Him making it clear why he said what he said, get it. But him double downing on that and, you know, interrupting Shannon Sharp, that's another thing. That's another thing coming. And I just, fuck it. I'm not with that. It's just, I'm not going to cancel him for it, but a swift kick in the ass will do just fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all that's necessary. And I'm not calling for that type of action. I'm just saying, like, a swift kick in the ass will definitely correct it. That's where I'm going to leave that. But let's end this episode on a high note. Actually, let's talk about something really random real quick. Chili is dating Matthew Lawrence. That is so weird. What the fuck? Like, there's nothing against Matthew Lawrence, because he is a fine young man. He looks great. That family, except for little Andy, he looks crazy. But Joey Lawrence from Blossom, whoa. I mean, come on. Like, I get it. Matthew Lawrence, I grew up watching this young man on Boy Meets World. So I get it. He's attractive. Those eyebrows, the hair, the smile. I get it. But Chili, though? Like, Chili. I mean, Chili. It's Chili from TLC. Chili. Like, I was feeling the way when she was dating Usher. But it's not because he's white either. It's just like, that's so random. Where did you two meet? Like, I need this story. I don't know all the details. I just saw that part and was like, that's random. That's hella random. But hey, shout out to them. If they happy, if they in love, they found something, they found each other, that's beautiful. You know, some people, I seen comments like, yo, like, another she's probably done with all these black men, you know, because they treat black women so shut up. That's so ridiculously stupid. Like, love who you love regardless of who they are and their background. Love is love. Love them wholly, completely, solely. If that is who you want to be with, then be with them. Doesn't matter if they're black, white, brown, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. It doesn't matter who they are. Yes, I was going to say Hip Hop Nation. But the point is that it doesn't matter who they are as long as they mean something to you. You know, as long as they do something and add value to your world. It's true that sometimes the opposite race is not necessarily going to understand your trauma and your plight as who you are in that race. And it's hard to understand and relate to someone who hasn't been through that struggle or been around it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who you love and if they love you. That's it. That's it. I don't care who you are. Fall in love with love, no matter what it looks like. So let's end this one on the high note, the big note. Finally, after a long battle and movement from the hip-hop community, fans, and everyone alike, De La Soul will drop all of their past music on all DSPs very soon. March 3rd, to be exact, because 3 is the magic number. Yeah, you know I had to do it. 3 feet high and rising. De La Soul is dead. Balloon Mindset. Stakes is high. Artificial Intelligence. The Mosaic Thump. And AOI Bionics will hit DSPs on 3/3/23. How can you not be excited about this? I'm hoping that there's also packages, you know, that they put out, like, get the vinyls and shit. Like, I'm trying to get all of that, like, special edition ones. Like, I waited in line to get the anniversary record from Atmosphere. You can't imagine how much fun we're having, and I'm a huge Atmosphere fan. But this, this is shaping up to be a fucking fantastic year. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, that stuff was sad that I mentioned earlier, but this is huge. This is huge for hip-hop. This is huge for the culture. We need this. We love this. The group finally gained their control of their masters and will be able to give the world what they deserve. You know, their last album was the Grammy-nominated and the Anonymous Nobody. They also were on the track Moments off of the 2017 Humans album from the Gorillaz, who, by the way, do not get the respect that they deserve. But that's another episode. I'm not going to get into that now. But I promise you, I will be streaming all of these works of art, and I will be rocking my De La Soul dunks. And I promise you, I will do a deep dive into De La Soul on that day when it drops. So I hope you all be listening with me then. It's time for me to get out of here. I'm about to watch Wrestle Kingdom in Japan. And it comes on late for us, but it's already tomorrow over there. So I'm very excited to watch this. But speaking of overseas and all that stuff, I want to end this episode on this cipher that I heard. And I know you heard it on TikTok. It was everywhere. But these ladies are, like, killing these bars. It's ridiculous. So I've been looking and I found it. And I'm just going to get out of here on this. I hope you all continue good things, great things, beautiful things going into this year. Remember, please let go of the things that hold you down, no matter what it is. And I wish you nothing but love, peace, and many, many blessings. Thank you for tuning into the show, and I'll see you guys next week. Until then, here's the XG Gals cipher.
O-N-A be popping on the NATO waves. Who would have thought Lil' Jim would turn up on it like a fadeaway? He for the dunk at least he flew. Win him away, no play, no games.
controller.
Let me just clean up the world quick. Okay, okay. Live it in now, but it never went out. The motor in us, you cheat on the ticket, the one, but that goes to the house, not like us. Cold, cold, be the new genesis. Stage, you got gag, a flick in the wrist. Come on, show, we go put on to rest. Taking the L's and giving the F's. Try one it down, the one that we're with fat money power. Rip at the comes on the coast play, or the body that we touch in an. The pirates and looping the rotten tomato, the pirate could get. Find no one to get you no bottom, Chicago no Jimmy that. Oh, surrounded by sound that made it. See to the OCO and AB popping on the made waves. Who would have doubt, little Timber turn up on it like a fade away? Here for the don't get leasy flow, but no more ain't no play, no games. Hold up, let me just play my throat real quick. Okay, okay, okay. また進めるストーリー next page 誰もたどり着いてない stage Whether you're ready or not it's now or never We gon' do this Yo, yo Tiptoeing all around the globe Leaving tracks out of Tokyo Only spit facts while this cap and ass cap is acting to Pinocchio Never lacking, never slacking Lights, camera, action, we gon' smash it I open the atlas, the grand finale Me going dramatic, can't even imagine it might be on the come up While they going down, down, down bad No need to yoshi me, hip on the mana I'll tap it to Hansu, my name Yeah, my got bars, that psycho drip down to the last drop On the mic, oh my name Dago, yeah, for the gun, only one, one, two, suck it Grand old typo, Underdog, create G-O-D This ain't trending, it's a VIP Elevating on a daily basis No cloud chasing, cliche, clickbait I am not like you, know what I try to I got the vision, she got size up Fame with a fortune, so then he got it Then my mother says, we're made to keep We on the come up While they going down, down bad Ay, 너네는 꿈을 우린 아직 창창해 Ay, we on the come up While they going down, down bad Ay, 너네는 꿈을 우린 아직 창창해 Punch on a rap goddess. Too hot to cool off, na na na. Too hot to cool off, na na na. Too hot to cool off, na na na. X marks the spot, but the girls gon' drool him on. 최대한 바람의 눈치. 내가 왜 굳이 따라야 해 너네 규칙. 자꾸 위만 떨어져 내 toxic and bullshit. Michelin star, 돈자 shuriken, so shit. Ooh, when they see you, they go joto. When they see me, they go moto. Ay, ay, mm. When they see you, they go joto. When they see me, they go.